Before I bring out Will Mansell, let me read you a few tweets from Tim Reynolds, who is he there covering the Manny Diaz press conference at Temple?
I have no idea.
All right, well, he's tweeting about it, so he's either watching it or he's there.
Pretty sure he's watching it.
Okay. Tim Reynolds from the AP, he says that Manny Diaz said, Temple wins. Temple wins at everything it does. That's why I was drawn to Temple. Manny Diaz's mother's family has deep roots in Philadelphia. That was part of the allure for him. Manny Diaz offered some special thanks to Mark Richt for bringing him to Miami. Manny Diaz says the turnover chain, quote, will always belong to the University of Miami. And this one I found a little bit shocking. Manny Diaz will coach the Hurricanes defense at the Pinstripe Bowl on December 27th.
Really?
He says, I just wanted to be with them one more time. And that, I thought that was shocking too.
But for Miami, I would want to move on. I would want to see the next guy, see what somebody else has. You don't have Manny anymore. You want to date him one more time? I would honestly let somebody else call the defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. You're not doing anything by letting Manny Diaz call the
plays. Didn't Lane Kiffin, like when Alabama did not let him coach in the national championship game. Remember when Lane Kiffin, I think he agreed to the FAU job.
Yeah.
And then Alabama played in the national championship and he wanted to be on the sideline. Nick Saban, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't.
Manny Diaz will coach the Miami defense at the Pinstripe Bowl December 27th in New York.
So now you got to practice for the next 2 weeks with him and.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a great decision.
I like it.
Why?
I just want to take the opposite side of whatever you said. No, I do. I like it.
I was saying it's weird that he's coaching
and he
likes it.
I did. Well, I was waiting to hear what Crowder had to say.
So I seriously, like, it doesn't make any sense. You're gone. You have your little Temple jacket on. I just saw the picture of him on Twitter. You're the Temple head coach. Go be the Temple head coach. Let us move forward. Let Mike Rumpf call the defense. Let's see what he has for the the Pinstripe Bowl win, lose, or draw is not changing anything. Let somebody else almost try out for the defensive coordinator job. Or the new DC come in, and he's on the sideline. He's seeing the guys. He's at bowl practice. Like, you need to move on from Manny.
I disagree.
Just hold him as long as you can.
No, but the defense performed well this season with him. It was, as you called it, an elite defense.
Bald.
So let him go out and win the bowl game under his tutelage, and then you move on.
So you want to be the kid holding their dad's leg when he's headed to work?
It's not. It's
You're
not
holding
that.
Your
no,
dad's leg.
It's
Daddy,
not that.
No.
Let's ask Will
Stay
Manso.
Home.
Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. You see him on Fox Sports Sun in the Heat pregame and postgame. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We'll start there, Will. Does all food taste better in a red basket?
No.
What?
My man.
No.
When chicken tenders are served, they're either on a plate or in a red basket. You're telling me they don't taste better in the red basket?
No, they're the same on the plate. I can deal with it. A plate on your hands, it doesn't really matter. It's the same.
All right. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. All right, Manny Diaz, we just learned that he's going to coach the Canes defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. You like it? You don't like it?
I don't mind. I like it. I was listening to the news conference as well, and he basically said he owed it to the kids. And he wanted. And by the way, I don't know how much he's going to be around the next couple of weeks before the game because he said he's going to be out recruiting for Temple. So I think it's going to be one of those things where the kids will kind of work on their own with Rumpf, like Jenny was mentioning, and other guys on the staff. And then Manny will probably be there around a little bit and then be there for the game. So I don't think he's going to be hands-on. I mean, you know, it's pretty normal, right? When you get a divorce, you call your wife and say, hey, baby, you know, one more go-around.
I think it's a bad idea, man.
One more go-around.
So he's going to just be the face of the defense, not around, but just be there one more
one
time.
One final booty call.
Come yeah, exactly. on, man.
I mean, it sounds like he's getting one last one with the Canes. I mean, no, but he did say he's going to go recruit for Temple, so I don't think this is something where he's driving straight, you know, he's flying straight to UM and going to be there in practices. I think he's committed to Temple. He really wants to be around those guys one last time. And, you know, look, it's one of the best defenses in the country, and he's a big reason why. So I don't have a problem with it.
And we were talking about it earlier. Was there any chance to match an offer? Like, should UM have tried harder to keep him? Was there any of that where once they knew he was taking head coaching opportunities, they should have stepped in and tried to, you know, convince him to stay?
You know, I wonder how much of that occurred, if at all. I do know this, and hearing Manny speak right off the bat, he made it pretty clear that in – being in the position he was in today, standing there being introduced as the head coach for a college football program and the face of a program, is a dream he's always had. And you kind of figure that for most assistants. I mean, most assistants want to be a head coach one day and want to be on that level. And while Temple certainly isn't like being the head coach at, you know, Texas or UCLA or something like that, I mean, it's still a stepping stone, an opportunity, a first chance. And it sounded to me like, unless Miami came back, which we knew they wouldn't, with some ridiculous amount of money, I mean, the Canes aren't in that position where they sit and give that kind of money to assistants. I think really Manny was focused on being a head coach, and this was a good opportunity he felt he couldn't pass up.
How big a blow is it to the University of Miami, him leaving?
You know, guys, I think it's a combo. I think it's a blow because of everything that's already happened. Look, the team didn't have a good season. If they were 10-2 going to the bowl like they were last year, I don't think this would be, it would just almost be like, well, hey, good luck, Manny. We're going to keep your tradition going. But I think because they struggled and it was mostly offensively, not defensively, and the defense is the one thing you can kind of count on, and the turnover chain and that excitement, I think it's a blow in particular as well with recruiting. I mean, you're in the heart of recruiting season, and you've already had so many kids saying that they're, look, decommitting or thinking it over or not committed. They're going to open up their recruiting process to look at other places. Then you lose the guy that was the face and the focus of that defense. Let's face it, the last year of Miami football, the positive has been defense, and Manny's been the leader of that defense. And to leave now, when you put it all together with the struggles and recruiting and all that stuff, it's a blow. Now, can they recover? Yeah, this kind of stuff happens in college all the time. I think Miami can recover, still get good recruits, and find a good person for the job and be okay next year.
But should they take time and do due diligence, you know, or should they just try to get a guy as soon as possible? Because I'm with you, Will. I think it is hurting recruiting.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I don't know how quickly he could do it. I mean, we literally are in the center of this recruiting process right now. I don't know how you, unless Mark Richt had all along a guy that he thought, hey, this is the person I may look to if Manny decides to leave. And obviously, Mark Richt isn't dumb. He knew Manny could leave this offseason or next offseason. It was always a possibility. Unless there's someone there, Channing, that he already had in mind, he released a statement Richt did today saying, look, the search is open. We've already got a lot of interest from people. We're going to put a full search on to find the right person. It sounds to me like this isn't a short-term decision. I don't think they're going to try to have someone by the Pinstripe Bowl or anything like that in place. I think they clearly want to get the right person, and that may go past this recruiting point. I'm not sure if you could save that right now.
Will Manso from Local 10, Fox Sports Sun, is with us. In your mind, is Mike Rumpf the right guy? Tommy Tuberville? I saw Susan Miller Degnan had written something yesterday about Tommy Tuberville being in the conversation.
I love Mike, and I love him, respect him as a player. I think the way he's worked up as a coach, it's similar to Manny. At some point, someone has to give you that first chance. Now, is that first chance, that opportunity to be a defensive coordinator at UM, is that the right move to get? Because don't forget, Manny had been a defensive coordinator at Mississippi State. He'd had some experience at a big program, or at least certainly a program at a big conference. I really think it's just on how Mark Richt feels about where the direction of the defense is going, and if Mike's the kind of guy that can handle that role. Do I think he could be a good one? Yeah. Does Mark Richt seem to me, though, like the kind of guy that may want to look for experience? I think he does. I think Mark is more of a play it safe, get a guy he's familiar with, maybe get a guy with experience. That's a tough question, whether he's going to go that route. I do think that, I don't know about Tommy Tuberville, guys. Tommy, I respect him a lot. I think he's been a great coach, but how old is Tommy? Is Tommy in a position where he's going to come in and spark this defense? It seems like you would want some fresh blood, some new energy, similar to what Manny bought. Look at the energy Manny bought and that passion that he brought with his defense. I would think that's the direction they look, but I do think a lot of people will be interested.
Tuberville's 64 years old, Falero says. The only thing that you
64
have...
64 is the new 30.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm 49 now. I agree with that. I'm down with that. That used to sound old up until I turned 49. But I do think there's one benefit, though, right? To, you know, a Jim Larrañaga comes in. If he's good, you know he's not going anywhere. He's going to be there for life. And Mark Richt, like, he's going to be there, if he's good, for as long as he wants to be there. You know, when you bring in young up-and-coming guys, they want, you know, they want that head coaching position, as evidenced by Manny Diaz. So there is maybe some benefit to a guy like Tommy Tuberville where you would go, yeah, this would be his final stop.
I think there's a benefit to both. The pro is that. The con is that I think the young guys now, young recruits, they like the young energy. A Manny Diaz comes into your room, and he comes into your house, and he's talking to you, and he's hyping you about a leader on defense. And you can't do anything but help to feed off that energy. Does an older coach, does a coach that maybe that these kids weren't even around when they were having the most success, weren't even alive, you know, does that resonate to them? I don't know. It's hard to say. I do know this. Tommy Tuberville knows his football, and I don't question that he would be a good coach, a good defensive coordinator. It just really depends on the direction Mark Richt wants to go. I think he'll have plenty of options. Richt does seem like a play-it-safe kind of guy. He does seem like the kind of guy that just wants that structure and stability, so it wouldn't shock me.
And the whole thought about Manny's defense, because it was, you know, it was the number two in the nation, you know, elite, I was saying it all day, Will. Could they try to stick with it, bring one of those young guys we talk about run for somebody that was already on the staff and try to help one of those young guys run Manny's defense, or is that too difficult?
I mean, to me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, I don't see how you wouldn't want some sort of similarity to the defense they run, not just for the guys that may be coming back, and you hope that this, particularly these linebackers, decide they come back and they don't want to go pro a year early, because the Canes still have a lot of talent defensively. And I remember seeing, even in that LSU game, I remember being out on the field for the LSU game in Dallas before, you know, that opener, and seeing some of these freshmen and thinking to myself, my God, these kids are huge and talented, and just the influx of talent defensively that they were getting. I mean, this defense has the capability to be very good for the next couple of years just with the talent alone that they've got, the guys coming back and the talent that they're building on top of any recruits they bring in. So to me, if you could keep it similar to that style, why not? I know it's hard when you lose the messenger, when you lose the focus guy, when you lose the guy that, you know, is the guy driving it, but I still think you can keep a lot of that in place, because again, if there's one thing we can say, hey, it's not a problem at UM right now, it's that defense.
Will Manso, I know you got to go. I was watching you last night on Fox Sports Sun. I felt for you and Ruth Riley. That was, what the hell happened, the Heat last night?
I was actually stalling as much as I could about Manny. Did not have to talk about that game.
that was painful.
I kid you not. It was one of those few games where everybody looks at each other and just says, let's just act like it didn't happen. I mean, it was just like the players. Dwayne said sometimes you're going to have those. And I mean, the Heat hadn't lost a game, I think, by more than 15 or 16 all season. And they were down by 42 last night. I mean, they were never in it, guys. It was just, you hope it's just chalk it up, one of those painful nights, and they bounce back tomorrow against Memphis.
Yeah, hopefully. Will Manso, watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well on the Heat broadcast. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
Will Manso there. Some heavy opinions coming in on the text machine regarding the defensive coordinator position and Manny Diaz coaching the defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. That'll create some drama. There will be some drama there in that first turnover, right? And that he'll end up with the turnover chain on at the end. There's no question in my mind.
It's for him. If he coaches in the Pinstripe Bowl, it's for him. It's not for anybody else.
For his players, like Will
he's
said.
He's leaving us.
As a player,
decided to leave us as the number two defense in the nation. You took a better job. You upgraded away from us. We don't need you around anymore. I just read, and we love DJ Dallas on the show, one of the best interviews I've ever heard on radio from a player. He said, you're either with us or against us. I mean, there's no jumping in and out, and then Brevin Jordan retweeted it. That's what if you ask these players on Truth Serum, I would say no.
Disagree. I think Manny Diaz is going to be sent off like a hero. That's what I believe. Let's get callers' calls on it. Go ahead. I'll let people weigh in on that. Manny Diaz is going to coach the Hurricanes defense in the Pinstripe Bowl. What's your opinion? 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Also, do you like food in a red basket?